And thank you for joining us here at 5900 Wilshire on the Sound. I'm Mike Powers. Thanks for having the Sound along with you over the weekend. Our guest this morning is Brian Eisenberg, who is the general manager and assistant coach of Team Relentless, which is a pretty cool group of, what, fifth and sixth graders who are playing lacrosse all for a good cause?
Correct. They're playing for something called the Headstrong Foundation, which is to raise awareness and raise money for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. That organization actually got started by a lacrosse player, which is what drew us to the organization.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Team Relentless is located in Orange County?
Correct. Ironically, the Headstrong Foundation started on the East Coast, which is where most lacrosse is being played these days. Mm-hmm. I'm an East Coast transplant myself, and one of our assistant coaches as well is from graduated from Hofstra University, which is the player that passed away from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Our assistant coach, Brett Moyer, was a teammate of his.
All right.
So Nick Calalori was a player at Hofstra. He was diagnosed as a freshman with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he came out of it through therapy, and then he went back into having cancer. And the second time he had it, he ended up passing away. But it was while he was still alive that he started the Headstrong Foundation as a 19-year-old.
Oh, wow.
And just wanted to try and promote it throughout the lacrosse community.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a little while to get going, but it's just all over the place now.
Yeah,
in the lacrosse community.
If it's spread to Southern California now, then there's very good progress, it sounds like.
Exactly.
So the foundation has its roots back on Long Island at Hofstra. Where does Team Relentless come from for such a name?
We actually we wanted to keep our name associated with the Headstrong Foundation, and the way that fits is again, Nick Calalori, the player who had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, his style of play was described by his teammates and coaches as relentless. It was a very specific word that they all used, and it was also how he fought his battle with cancer. And knowing that there was such a specific adjective associated directly with him, that's how we came up with the name Team Relentless.
Pretty impressive, though, fifth and sixth graders that want to be behind such a thing.
Yes, we've actually, this team in particular, it's not very often that you have somebody put up a good amount of money to sponsor the team. We've had a very generous family that wants to remain anonymous. But the kids pay a nominal fee of $775, which ultimately gets them everything for the spring and summer. It allows them to travel. We're going to New Jersey in July for a tournament. We're going to Vail in Utah in June for tournaments. We're also in Southern California for a tournament in late summer. In addition, that pays for their league fees and things like that. So there's a family donating about, $50,000 to make this all happen. And we wanted to do something both on and off the field, and that's what drew us to Headstrong, was promoting something off the field
mm-hmm.
as well.
So the other teams that you play in these leagues, is it are they working for charities as well, or is it a mixed squad?
Most teams in our league are not specifically working for charity. This is definitely a special occasion, definitely the first in my time as coaching out here. Where somebody just had approached us or approached me to start a team at this age group. And we wanted to, again, do something on and off the field. And the Headstrong Foundation, having being set up by a lacrosse player and having a relationship with the coach that we have currently, we wanted to jump on board and just make sure that we were supporting that as much as we could. We've actually, our goal for the spring and summer was to raise over $10,000, and we've actually already done that in the first 6 weeks.
Oh, not bad.
Yep.
So how are there ways for the general public to contribute to the team?
Definitely. You can always go directly to the headstrongfoundation.org and donate directly to them. If you want to, they also have a system set up where players will go out and try and raise money per goal that their team scores. You can either give a flat fee for, you know, just as a general donation, or if you want to sponsor the team for, you know, even 10 cents a goal, if the team scores 500 goals, you know, that's a $50 donation by the end of the summer.
Yeah.
And if you want to sponsor one of our players in particular, you can contact me directly at olympianlacrosse@sbcglobal.net. Okay. And I will contact you directly with one of the players, and you would then be helping a player. If for any player that raises a certain amount of money, they also have gifts that the Headstrong Foundation has been given, like Apple donated some iPods, and you know, some lacrosse equipment companies donated some green Headstrong apparels. That's their color. Mm-hmm. And so if they hit a certain measure of donations, the kids get a prize. There's a little bit of incentive there.
And did I read online somewhere it says that every team member had to come up with an essay or something like that to submit their understanding on the foundation?
Correct. We, we're actually wearing all bright green and bright lime green and royal blue, which is the colors of the Headstrong Foundation. And being such standout colors, we knew we were going to get a lot of questions throughout the spring and summer, especially when we're at tournaments. And we really wanted the kids to, you know, really understand what they're doing out there. You know, they obviously understand the game. It's a great group of players. But off the field, when people asked, why are you wearing lime green? What are you representing? And things like that. We really wanted them to be able to explain it. So just to receive their uniforms and their helmet, they provided a paper that explained what the Headstrong Foundation is and what playing on Team Relentless means to them. And we have some really cool essays, especially for fifth and sixth graders.
And what's the outlook for the summer so far with the team?
It's fantastic. We're playing in the league that we're playing in, which is local to Los Angeles. It's called the Stars Cup League. In that league, we're playing in a fifth, sixth division, and we definitely look for high expectations in terms of wins and losses. Mm-hmm. We're also the tournaments that we're attending throughout all over the country. We're usually the younger group in the age groups because we're mostly a sixth grade team, and we're playing a lot of seventh and you know, some younger eighth grade teams.
Right.
And you know, we just hope to do the best that we can back there. And you know, this will be the first opportunity for a lot of these kids to play in these national level tournaments. And you know, we obviously want to win, but the experience is just as important.
So the youth movement has begun early for the team.
Huge.
And will this be the sort of thing where the age level will grow with the team, or are you looking to constantly like replenish with fifth and sixth graders?
Well, Team Relentless as a whole, we're hoping that we can do this from summer to summer or from season to season. There is a family that is making a huge donation through their corporation. And it's really going to come down to them as to what shape it takes.
Okay.
We would love to, you know, just keep this rolling. It's been so amazing to see the families and the kids all gather around, you know, the cause. And it's been such a success. And we're just so glad to be helping the Headstrong Foundation and their family. The Calalorys are amazing people. And we would love to be able to continue this for, you know, for the rest of, you know, the lacrosse career in Orange County, but it'll be interesting to see how it takes shape from year to year. In addition to raising money for the Headstrong Foundation, we also want to spread awareness about them. And so, you know, sometimes we're doing fundraisers, which we hopefully will involve the community. Like a recycling fundraiser that doesn't have anything to do with lacrosse is actually for Team Relentless to help, you know, subsidize the funds that we're spending.
Uh-huh.
Whereas anytime we host a lacrosse event where we bring another team in, we do things like a goal jar and we ask for money there and things like that. And any money that's raised through a lacrosse event goes directly back to the Headstrong Foundation. But we're also trying to just do as many things in the community as possible. We went to a retirement center one day and did workout classes. It was really comical to see the kids leading a workout class at an elderly home.
Cool.
But, you know, we spend so much time on the field, but you know, any chance we can get into the community and do something good for the community. We really wanted to do something just more than having the kids play lacrosse. We wanted to make sure we're going outside of that as well.
Full, well-rounded effort.
Yeah, and it's something I, you know, as a coach of various levels at the high school level and college level, it's something you want to do with all players that you coach. And this has just been a phenomenal experience of the players getting behind it, the parents getting behind it, and again, our sponsor that's really been pushing the whole thing. So in terms of that, it's just been amazing.
And how about maybe one more time with the info on the Headstrong Foundation?
The headstrongfoundation.org. You can donate directly through them. Or if you want to sponsor one of our players for the Score for a Cure, you can contact me directly at OlympianLacrosse@sbcglobal.net.
Great. Well, we appreciate you taking some time this morning. It's been Brian Eisenberg of Team Relentless joining us here at 5900 Wilshire on the Sound. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Well, it's Mike Powers here on 5900 Wilshire, where we invite people making a difference in Southern California to visit us here at our Sound Studios on the 19th floor at 5900 Wilshire Boulevard. This program is a proud service of Bonneville International, caring about the communities we serve.